Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope.
Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Wrestling with pigs. Never wrestle with a pig. You both get dirty, but the pig enjoys it. And this is an old adage. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 26 verse 4 that, "Do not answer a fool according to his folly, lest you also be like him." I repeat, Proverbs chapter 26 verse 4 says, "Do not answer a fool according to his folly, lest you also be like him." At times, the best response to falsehood, slander, and cruel attacks is to ignore them, trusting our case with God. We learn this from David. After Shimei cursed, accused, and threw stones and dirt at him. This is found in 2 Samuel chapter 16, verse 5 to 14. Ellen G. White, a prolific writer, once said, "False reports will circulate about us, but let us leave to God the care of our reputation. Slander can be lived down by our manner of living. It is not lived down by words of indignation. Let our great anxiety be to act in the fear of God and show by our conduct that these reports are false." Don't wrestle with your pigs. This nugget was written by Samuel Cranton Pippin, and I am Belle Dollabelle.
Oh, listener, you are about to listen to a discussion on the topic I. This is the concluding part of the discussion I.
Thank you. Thank you to all of you. So Esther, tell us some of the foods that are healthy for our eyes.
Okay. So with the foods, some of the foods that are healthy for the eyes, as Madam mentioned earlier on, we have carrot.
Okay.
And as we have discussed earlier, we said vitamin A is very, very important when it comes to vision.
Okay.
So in carrots, we have carotene in carrots.
Okay.
And this carotene is a pro-vitamin A. So when we take in the carrots, the body utilizes the vitamin A from the carotene to help improve our eyesight.
Okay.
Okay. And then how can we use this carrot? It can be taken raw, or we can blend it in the form of juice and then drink it. And I think that's one of the commonest foods that we have
we
on the market.
We can add it to salad.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Or cook with it.
Yes.
Vegetable stews.
Yes.
So the best one is when it's taken raw.
Okay. So,
I would want to add something to the carrot. One thing about vegetables is that they are sensitive to light and heat. If you are to add it to your salad or if you are to add it to your stew, please make sure you don't heat it too much
or else
overcook it. Or
so when the stew is almost done, you put it in slightly, then you turn the fire.
So that you will be able to receive
the nutrients. Thanks so much.
And so to identify if it's not overcooked, when you chew it, you have to feel the crunchiness of the carrot.
Mm.
If you don't feel the crunchiness, it means you spoil it.
Okay. Gifty. I like your smile.
Thank you. And we also have the grapevine.
Okay.
Which I'm taking raw. Yeah. And what it also does is it's help with inflammation processes. It helps allay.
When you say grapevine, is it grapes or it's a different plant?
It's grape.
It's grapes.
It's grapes.
Okay.
It's grapes.
Okay.
The normal growth, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. So with the inflammation stories, and you've got to know that there are a lot, the parts of the eye can be inflamed, the conjunctiva, the eyelids, and all those things. So if you have any of these conditions, you can take the grape and it will help you get rid of the inflammation and the pain and the swellings and all that. You can help get rid of it.
Okay.
Okay.
Madam, you have anything to add?
Yes, I would like to talk about the rose, the rose flower.
Rose.
The petal.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Ornamental.
Rose that we have around.
Okay.
Different colors.
Yeah.
And so in this case, we don't eat the rose.
Okay.
Of course. And so you get the petals, the flower itself, this part.
Okay. You
the beautiful part.
Okay.
And so you peel that one off and then you make it infusion.
How do you rub make it? Infusion?
You rub it and then you add a little water, okay, to make it like an eye drop.
Okay.
And then you use it to wash the eye.
Okay.
And that one is good for conjunctivitis.
Oh, okay. Any color of rose, whether it's white or red,
green or blue.
You just have to make sure it's clean.
Clean. Okay, so you wash it, of course, with salt.
Okay.
So that any microorganism on it can be killed.
Okay.
And so you squeeze it, you rub it, and then you squeeze the juice. You add a little water, and then you can use it to wash your eye.
Okay. That's
when you're having conjunctivitis or blepharitis.
That's inflammation,
inflammation
of the eyelid.
Or inflammation of the conjunctiva.
Okay. And someone also mentioned oak as well, oak tree.
Okay, with the oak tree. The oak tree has something we call tannins. These tannins are inflammatory agents. And since we said most of the diseases that affect the eyes as a result of inflammation, so this oak tree contains tannins which helps to prevent inflammation of the eye. Okay, so how to use the oak tree? You get the bark of the oak tree, and then you boil for at least 10 minutes. So when you boil, you allow it to cool, and then you can wash the eye with it, and it can help prevent inflammation of the eye.
Okay, that is good. I think our time is up. Madam, do you have anything to add before we draw your curtain?
All right. And so I think that's all we have. All right, so the carrot is good for somebody who is having any infection or inflammation of the conjunctiva or the eyelid.
So without having an infection or inflammation, I believe we can still use it.
Yes, especially carrot. If you eat it, it will provide enough vitamin A and it will improve on your vision.
Okay. What about green leafy vegetables?
All right, green leafy vegetables, they are rich in iron.
Okay.
And so as I mentioned, that lack of iron can cause inflammation of the eyelid.
Okay.
All right, if you can eat You take in enough
whether green leafy, boko, alefu,
okay,
all those
green leafy vegetables.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
They are all good
for the eyes.
Mm.
Okay. Interesting. Sylvester, your last words.
Okay. So my last words to the listeners is that they should try and then obey or follow what we have said.
Mm-hmm.
If you have not been prescribed with any eye lens, don't just put them on. Mm-hmm. In the long term, they can have an effect on the
okay.
eye.
Okay. Yeah. Gifty.
And please, so beautiful ladies out there, the eye extensions as well, please, it can have an effect on your eye.
Mm-hmm.
So you are beautiful in your natural state, just as Ma said earlier on. So just maintain your beauty. Don't scrape up out your eyebrow. Mm-hmm. Just maintain it the way it is.
Okay. Madam.
All right. So let's eat well to improve on the body as a whole.
Okay.
All right.
For someone, when you say eat well, it means take like 5 balls.
In a balanced diet.
Okay.
Balanced diet.
Okay.
That will help the whole system.
It's been nice having this discussion. I have also learned a lot, especially the big words. Yeah. And to our friend listening to us, please, your eyes are the lights of your body.
Mm-hmm.
Take good care of them. Don't give it unnecessary pressure. And when it's time to sleep, leave the TV alone.
Mm-hmm.
Rest your eyes. And to our beautiful ladies, as Gifty said, please, unnecessary makeups will not actually make you extra beautiful. You are beautiful enough because God made you wonderfully and fearfully. And those of you who work sometimes welders and sometimes those who smoke fish and all that, protect your eyes so you don't damage them. And those who also work as boxers, do your best to dodge punches to your eyes so your retina does not get detached. Yeah. So on that note, I would want to say thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We have Sylvester Kpakpo, level 300 student of Value Nursing Department. Gifty Ayim Trewa, level 400 student of Value University Nursing Department. And Madam Dorothy Bafor Ewa, a faculty of Value University Nursing Department. Thank you all so much for coming.
You're welcome.
And thank you so much, Joseph Jotepe, my producer, and Eric Ajikum, our assistant producer. Thank you so much for coming. I am Belle Dolabil saying Mensana Inkoporo Sano. Bye bye.
You just listened to the concluding part of the discussion.
Or contributions, you can contact us on
+233 244 673528
or 0244 235 017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
Greeting you, beloveds, listeners. This is your humble servant, David Ankarama. I came to you at this particular hour to share the word of God with you. Before we start, let's pray. My Father in heaven, your humble servant, Ankarama David, I have heard your call and I have come to you. Please speak to me and give me the message you want me to send to your people in Jesus' name. Amen. At this particular hour, God has a message for us. And the message God has for us is a question that someone asked Jesus in the Bible. And that is the title of my sermon at this particular hour. What shall I do to inherit eternal life? What shall I do to inherit eternal life? We shall read from the Bible, Luke chapter 18, verse 18. The Bible says, "And a certain ruler asked him, saying, 'Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?'" Brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, you have been a Christian for so many years. Maybe you are a singer. Maybe you are a preacher. You are an evangelist. And you have been praying, you have been singing, you have been worshiping God for so many years, doing so many good things for God. But have you ever sat down and asked yourself this particular important question? What shall I do to inherit eternal life? This question is a very important question. Let's see the answer that Jesus gave to the young man who came and asked him this question. "And he said unto him, 'If thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments.' Jesus said, 'Thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.' The young man said unto him, 'All these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet?'" You can find this in Matthew chapter 19, verse 17 to 20. The young man came and asked Jesus, "What shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus summarized the Ten Commandments for the young man and said, "Go and do the Ten Commandments. Go and practice it." And the young man said, "Oh, Jesus, even if it's about the Ten Commandments, I am a Pharisee, a born Pharisee and a Jew. I have been taught and I even recite them. I have practiced them from my childhood. Lord, I still know deep in my heart that I lack something. Please tell me that one thing that I lack that I can do and inherit eternal life." Let's go on and see what Jesus told the young man. Christ was drawn to this young man. He knew him to be sincere in his assessment. "All these things have I kept from my youth." Desire of Ages, page 519. His conception of the law was external and superficial. Judged by a human standard, he had preserved an unblemished character. To a great degree, his outward life had been free from guilt. He verily thought that his obedience had been without a flaw. Yet he had a secret fear that all was not right between his soul and God. This prompted the question, what lack I yet? Christ's object lesson, Ellen G. White. This young man is not alone in his experience. We all have the same feeling. Let's continue. Let's hear what Jesus told the young man, what he lacks. Jesus answered and said unto him, if thy will be perfect, go, sell that thy hast, and give to the poor, and thy shall have treasure in heaven. And come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Matthew chapter 19, verse 21 to 22 said this. Jesus knew that what the man said to him, that all these commandments are kept from my childhood up, was not true. Because all the 10 commandments are summarized by one word, love. And if you love God and you love your colleague human beings, you would sell all that you have. You would sell your possessions and use it to serve God and serve humanity. But this young man was rich. Though he was working for God and serving God and humanity in some aspect, he was not ready to sell his properties and give to the poor and come and serve God. He loves his wealth more than God. And Jesus saw that that was the one thing that he lacks. Let's go on and see what happened between Jesus and that man who asked the question. Christ read the ruler's heart. Only one thing he lacked, but that was a vital principle. He needed the love of God in the soul. This lack, unless supplied, would prove futile to him. Isaiah of Ages 5:19. By this, all men will know that you are my disciple, if you have love for one another. John chapter 18, verse 35. But whoso had this wealth good and sick his brother have need and sorted up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? 1 John chapter 3, verse 16 to 18. What the desire of ages and the Bible is telling us is this. It is very important that you love your colleague human beings and love God so that you can sacrifice your time, your wealth, your assets, your title, your positions, your everything to the service of God and to the service of mankind with love. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 to 7. My brother and my sisters in Christ Jesus, if you really love God, you should be able to endure it with your brothers and sisters. Sacrifice all that you have to advise them, to counsel them, pray for them, preach to them, serve them in love, and serve God in love. Love not only bears with others' fault, but cheerfully submit to whatever suffering or inconveniences such forbearance makes necessary. Volume 5 of Testimony for the Church, page 169. Brothers and sisters, we have come to the end of this sermon. What I want you to know is that Jesus says you lack one thing. Search your life and identify that one thing. Surrender it and worship God in truth, in faith, and in spirit. When he comes, you go to heaven. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for speaking to us. Bless us. Help us to identify that one thing that we lack and surrender it and serve you in truth, in faith, and in spirit. So that when you come, we will be saved to enter into your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. You are
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233 244 673528
or 0244 235 017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.
Thank you.